This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yet I got the deets on that for all of you. Really sad story, of course, Tyree Nichols. Outrageous, some of the video obviously we've seen of that, but an ex-Memphis officer texted photos after that beating. That's according to some new documents. Boy, talk about over the top and outrageous. I have no other adjective for it. Plus 3.5 tons of coke found floating in the Pacific Ocean. Miami days are here on the West Coast. Remember Miami Vice? Always finding a truckload, it seems, of coke in the Gulf or on the Atlantic Ocean, usually in that television show that mirrored life. And then the fallout from the State of the Union, or was there any fallout? Hey, hey, everybody. Just another day in paradise. Kate Delaney with all of you here on America Tonight. Let's start with this, the weather story, because it is, of course, the common denominator between all of us. You get on an elevator, you text somebody, tell them to stay off the road, or tell them you're stuck, or whatever it is, or can you believe what's going on? We're always talking about the weather. The weather in the Midwest, pretty gnarly. I mean, really, over 50 million people affected in different ways. In the Midwest, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, expecting a winter storm watch that could be treacherous on Wednesday into Thursday. That's now. So what do you need to know about what's happening there and what it has to do with the snow accumulations? You know, talking about 9 inches possible, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. That's the worst. And, of course, the heaviest snowfall during the Thursday morning commute, which is when you got to be prepared that you may see some of those tree limbs come down or power lines and some of the normal roads perhaps that you travel could be closed. You know, when you're tooling down the highway and then you see those signs flashing, seek an alternative route. I love it when I live in a place where there actually are alternative routes. Every time I was in Southern California, there was nowhere else to go. There were a couple of main highways and that was it. So you were stuck for a very long time on freeways. Now, Texas to Tennessee, and even that's hitting parts of Indiana. I was looking at a weather map. You got a lot of different kinds of weather, flood watch, rainfall up to 3 inches. If you're in those areas where you could be prone to that kind of flooding when you have the fast action rain, then you got to watch for that, obviously, there. And then the tornadoes. Our great friends in Louisiana watching for those tornadoes. Really, Wednesday, Thursday, a big chunk of Thursday in the overnight hours. So I know many of you are obviously concerned about that. I mean, you just know, you look at a weather map, you see all these clear conditions, right? Then you see the red lines. I was looking at red lines. I was looking for tornadoes, just to tell you. I was looking for tornadoes, and it almost looked like there were so many possibilities of tornadoes that they were actually the lines separating the states. So we're all in this together in a big swath of the United States. And that's where we stand there, so it's just another reminder to pay attention to what's happening with the weather. I know I've said this story before. It's kind of ironic because as a young broadcaster, and I started in Kearney, Nebraska, I was asked to do the weather to fill in for a very popular weather man because he was sick. He got sick, and I was one of the few people that could really work the computer, so they kind of threw me into that. And, you know, I had to pay attention. I was paying attention and learning more about things that people in the area were concerned about, which weather played a big part because you had farmers, especially in that part of the Midwest. And then you move on from that, or I move on from that. And I didn't really pay attention to the weather in places where I lived. It kind of, oh, yeah, it's going to be raining today, or this is going to happen. And let me tell you, I do have that go back because I've been trapped by the weather too many times. Whether it was the possibility of an earthquake, or it was flooding, or it had something to do with snow and being trapped there and downed power lines. But I've found myself in tricky situations probably about a half a dozen times. And then, you know, that shook me up enough that I got wise to, it's smart to know where the docks are. It's smart to have a way to just grab something and just to get out of the way. All right, speaking of getting out of the way, it just always astonishes me when I see this. And why would anybody who is a first responder, anybody who's a cop, and I certainly have had people who have filled those roles in my family and extended family. So you have this after Memphis police officers beat the hell out of Tyre Nichols, that's what happened before he died, one took photos of him when he was all bloodied up with his cell phone and sent it to multiple people. So there was a statement of charges, and you can get this easily, of course, public records, and this was requested. It was sent to the Memphis Police Department in its request to have the former officers, four of them, decertified, and actually five decertified. And so a thing called POST, which is the Peace Officer Standards and Training, was sent to the police department, and that's how they found this out. And that's the Tennessee Police Certification Body. So they decertify the officers, and they prevent them from working in the state or at another department because those kinds of things would happen. And now this is just part of it. So on one of the officers' phones, Demetrius Haley was his name, on his personal phone, he took a bunch of photos while he was standing in front of in front of Tyre Nichols after he was handcuffed. And then he had to admit he shared the photos in a text with five people, one civilian, two police officers, one female acquaintance. Just some female acquaintance. And then there was another person who got the photograph. So he was bragging. He was sending the photo all over the place. Ridiculous.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Also have 12 toes, or so the theory goes. Well, with 12 digits, I mean fingers, he probably would have invented two more digits when he invented his number system. Then, if he'd saved the zero for the end, he could count and multiply by 12 just as easily as you and I do by 10s.
You gotta love that. Kate Delaney once again here on America Tonight. You know, speaking of scratching the surface, boy, this was talked about so much, the price of insulin. Huge, huge conversation about Eli Lilly, a major U.S. drug manufacturer. They're saying they're going to cap the price of insulin at $35 a month. I mean, that's a big wow, because some people were not being able to barely afford insulin, but they're saying, yeah, they're knocking down that sticker price of a lot of their life-saving insulin products that are being used by diabetic patients. And it's interesting because that's the company that kept increasing in the past, increasing. There's a major outcry about excessive drug prices anyway. So that's what they're saying, that patients, what they would have to pay out of their own pocket for the company's insulin is $35 a month. And if you dig deeper, they sort of had that policy in place, but it was definitely being ignored. Definitely. I mean, how many millions of Americans rely on insulin to keep their blood sugar at levels that keep them alive? This is like a miracle. Over nearly like three decades, they've raised the list price on most widely used insulin products by more than 1,000%. And some out-of-pocket payments, for example, for people on high deductible insurance plans can exceed $1,000 a month. Even though most patients were paying less than that, Big Pharma was charging people hundreds of dollars, and they were making record profits. So this is big. Easier for privately insured patients to take advantage of it, for sure. That the fact that it gets capped at that, I mean, that's a fraction. And so you can bet that there are so many, I mean, with 30 million Americans that have diabetes, and about 7 million, maybe even more, that rely on insulin. And, I mean, no insulin, you could die or have health consequences that are incredibly serious. Amputation, that's something that happens. Kidney failure. So cutting that is, wow, with all the pressure that's been on the backs of so many of these companies, this is a very, very big moment. I mean, a huge moment. Because even if you remember, under last year's Inflation Reduction Act, Congress imposed a $35 a month ceiling on insulin co-payments for Medicare patients. But now, you know, this is across the board. So that's a big bravo that that's happening. I mean, is it fixed? Is it solved? Is it perfect? Of course it's not. But it's absolutely going to make life easier for some people who have really struggled with trying to make payments. And that is, I think, one of the biggest things that I heard on the day, period, that it just kind of came out of nowhere, that it's been discussed, and there's always a tug of war about the price, and now, boom, this just all of a sudden trickles out. I mean, just it just happens. And that is big. I mean, huge. Something else we talk about a lot, especially lately, is what's going on in the air. With these near misses, we just talked about a JetBlue incident that luckily didn't happen. And we've talked about some of the planes in New York where they narrowly miss hitting each other. I mean, there's been a handful of things that have happened since the tail end of last year, bouncing into the first couple of months of this year. And I just saw this right before I came on the air. Somebody had texted me something about this. And so it's true, this Lufthansa Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing because you had people screaming, and there was so much turbulence. 7 people had to be rushed to the hospital, and you know, of course, with being able to record, since we all walk around with mini recorders on our phones, you could hear passengers screaming. There's broken glass in the cabin during this emergency on this flight. They had to make an emergency landing because of the severe turbulence. It was flying from Austin, Texas to Frankfurt, Germany when it had to land at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. And, you know, that there were multiple, the reports are there are multiple injuries. And luckily the plane, I mean, luckily the plane obviously landed safely, but people who weren't rushed to the hospital were rattled, hanging on, you know, grabbing onto their seatbelts, etc. So a lot of people obviously affected enough that they had to go to the hospital. You had food trays that flew all over the place, and I looked at some of the pictures that people took of it, and you could see that, you know, the plane obviously had gone up and down by what you could see inside the airplane. And I mean, it's good that it was diverted and that it landed because they had this turbulence at 37,000 feet, I guess, over Tennessee. It's always the worst, right? And because usually, as somebody who flies a lot, which I've flown a lot, usually it's just that expectation in your head that, yeah, it's, you know what, it's going to be okay. And every once in a while, like, I'll sit next to someone who's kind of hairy-carry about flying, and I'll kind of reassure them because they almost look at me for reassurance as I've flown a lot. And it's so rare that I'm on a plane where the turbulence is anything more than, oh, that was just a kind of a weird bump in the air. But when you have serious turbulence, it is frightening, and you can't help it. Well, where does your mind go, right? And it goes to a place of, oh, please God, get this plane down first. And then when you, when there's things just flying all around you, and it's like a madhouse, it's like the furniture's gone loose, and you're just, you just want that plane down, period. And that's apparently what it was like inside that plane. So tough for those people. Not a lot of reports out there about it, and not a lot of reports about the conditions of the people. Obviously nobody died from it, but was there broken bones, or was it bruises, or what? We don't know all the specifics of that, but it was apparently pretty bad. And like I said, I looked at some of the pictures that were pumped out on social media, and it looked pretty scary to me to see what must have happened inside that plane when they hit some weird pocket and realized that they had to, you know, get down. All right, and something completely different, because we talk about AI so much, especially lately with how fast things are moving with technology. I read an interesting report that a lot of salespeople, a lot of car salespeople, are being replaced with AI in these showrooms. Digital showrooms are really out there in the metaverse, right? So Kia, Fiat, they've got digital metaverse dealer showrooms so that customers can just shop for cars right from home anyway. And that's not a surprise, because that is the world we live in, right? But actually getting rid of salespeople and just flat out using the platform that way. And that happened, you know, it first was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, CES. And they always have the latest, greatest technology. And so when that was rolled out in January, you knew. I remember seeing reports of it and looking at it and thinking, boy, that would be so easy, right? Because you don't have to have anything specialized. You don't have to have a VR headset, because that's the first thing you think, oh, if I'm going to the metaverse, I have to shop, and that's futuristic. Well, of course, then you have to have the headset, but you don't have to have it. You just go through Microsoft Teams, like Fiat. That's how they do it. And you can, it's video conferencing, of course, Microsoft Teams and file storage and all of that. So it's easy. You just have to have a link. And then any questions you have in real time, they can address it. But there's all these pre-recorded videos. And then they do use a human if there's complicated questions. But it's very much like meeting somebody in a dealership, only it's AI. Let's walk over here and let's open the door and get inside, and here's what this car does. And the thing is that this supposedly can expand into other markets. So it's only in a few markets right now. You just wonder how big that's going to be. I mean, if it's cheaper, easier, it knocks down the questions, and you don't have to have a lot of special, like you don't have to have the headset, I would think that a lot of dealerships would go this route. Wow, is that the end of the car salesperson bugging you, playing those games? Ooh. Mailbag coming up next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
You USA News Update. The CDC changing the guidelines. If you get COVID, you do not have to lock yourself away for 5 days, but you should stay at home and away from others until at least 24 hours after symptoms get better and you don't have a fever without medication. President Joe Biden said the U.S. is reaching out with help for the people of the Gaza Strip. He talked about what he called the tragic and alarming event in North Gaza, where more than 100 people died as they rushed food aid trucks and Israeli forces guarding those trucks opened fire. Michelle Traconis, who stood trial in connection with the disappearance of Jennifer Doulos, her live-in boyfriend's estranged wife, has been found guilty on all counts. Traconis' sentencing set for May 31st. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, as always, we have to dig very far. Thanks to all of you. 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Tim, who says, Kate, wow, it's interesting to watch what's happening with this student loan conversation. The Supreme Court, more than a conversation, making some decisions. So it sounds like the way that they're leaning, the people who thought they were going to get that student loan break might not necessarily get it. And I'm not surprised necessarily if you look at the makeup of the court, but I just wonder for some of those who are heavily burdened by student loans, is it really the right way to go? I feel like I understand. Listen, I paid for school myself and juggled a bunch of jobs and whatnot. But just because I did it, I see some of the younger generation completely overburdened by the price tag, the shocking sticker price of going to college, that secondary education. And I understand how tough it must be to try and be unburdened from the massive amount of debt that they're in. We certainly, and I'm talking decades ago, while we had student loan debt that we had to pay off, it was nothing like what you're seeing today when it comes to some of these colleges and what kids have to pay. I would think that in some ways there would be some more empathy out there. Yeah, you know, the average, thanks for that, the average loan, I guess, we're talking about, you know, it's like $42,000 something to go to college. I just had this conversation with somebody that they were talking about their son going to school, and they had saved and saved and saved, and he had saved and saved and saved, and that by the time they were done with school, if everything went well, it would be over $300,000. Wow. So remember, in August of last year, Biden announced plans to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for federal borrowers making under $125,000 a year. And then there was pushback against that, and there were lawsuits to try to block it. So this court ruling is going to impact, of course, millions of student loan borrowers, including the $20 million that the White House estimates that would have their balances completely wiped out, if, you know, all of this tuition data is correct. And the price of college has, you're right, the price of college has changed astronomically since the justices were in school, since I was in school, since probably many of you were in school. But then, you know, the argument is, well, what about people that go to a trade school? What about people that take a different route? And then how is that fair for them? So they heard oral arguments on Tuesday of this week, and they could strike down that plan. It is an expensive deal. I mean, there's a lot of people outside of the Supreme Court with signs that they're holding signs, cancel student debt, and it's going to have a big impact on a lot of people who maybe thought they were going to get that break that might not get that break. And then there's a whole other debate that you could have nothing to do specifically with what the Supreme Court's deciding, but the value of college degrees depending on what field somebody goes into, right? Because now so much of, it's like even Google is, they put the getting certificates, they value that pretty highly. Before it used to be, well, yeah, if you went to Harvard or Stanford or wherever, and I'm not saying they don't hire people like that, but they're looking for people that are crushing those certifications because they know they can get in there and they can do what they need them to do. So some of that in the technology world has changed a bit, but this is certainly one to keep an eye on because I think there's people that are definitely holding their breath on what the Supreme Court ultimately decides. All right, we move to this one from Maxine. I like that name, Maxine. We have a Max. I know Max is not the same as Maxine. Hey, Kate, I'm new to the show, though I've been listening for a couple of months. I feel like I get a good sense of what's happening when I listen to your show, so kudos on that. This whole Ohio derailment and Norfolk Southern and now what's going to happen to the people in that area in the future, which we don't know. When you talk about health, there's no way to really predict that, only you just have a sick feeling in your stomach that it's not necessarily going to be good when you hear about the water and you hear about what they've inhaled. And we've seen things in the past that point to, yeah, maybe there should be some money there in case, because I'm sure a lot of those people in Palestine can't just pick up and move with the young children as though they can figure out a life someplace else. It's just not that easy. You know what? It's next week the CEO of Norfolk Southern is going to testify in Congress about the precautions the railroad takes to prevent similar crashes. Because, I mean, he agreed to appear before the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. I'll be curious as to what the railroad was investing in. And because they've streamlined their operations in the last couple of years, and they've had fewer, longer trains. And these toxic chemicals that were on fire, and what happened, that overheating bearing that likely caused the derailment that sent 38 cars, 11 of them with the hazardous materials, off the tracks. It is frightening. I'd be curious as to, with slashing jobs and pulling things in a different direction, what does that mean? And what about the town recovering? I mean, that's the ultimate thing, and that's what you're saying, Maxine. What happens to those people? Are they going to commit to paying for the short-term and long-term effects of the wreck? What kind of a commitment would they make to that? And that's a big deal, right? Because you just don't know. And to your point, people don't have the money. You can't just say, well, geez, wouldn't you just move? Well, geez, yeah, if you could do that, but there's a lot of people that can't do that. All right, speaking of moving, this is interesting. This one comes to us from Jake, who says, thank goodness, what a difference a year makes. We've seen that home prices, Kate Delaney, have certainly gone down in some markets, but will it create a bizarre bubble as a kind of a result of that? And I think more than ever, the prices of rents have gone through the roof. I haven't seen that change in Texas, as I have friends that live all over the state. You know, I live in Austin, and Austin is not a cheap place to live, and it seems like the real estate market has boomed more than anything, and I don't know that it's really fallen down or leveled out, if you will, but certainly it's still a little bit more affordable than it was at this time last year. You know, it's a good question when you talk about the housing market overall and the correction. And then I saw something from an economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve who said, listen, prices could drop by almost 20%. And we've got this weird affordability crisis, right, when you look at it. And what does that mean when you look at the interest rate and you look at rent and you look at the potential of a bubble? And if you look at other housing markets, right, you look at rising interest rates in Germany, for example, and you see what happens with the rising mortgage rates. And then they have this crazy housing slide and how that's flipped things and created a kind of a weird bubble for them. So will the prices be more in line or more affordable or not? We do know, you know, right now really what you're looking at is numbers in the sixes, and you've seen home prices that have gone down for six straight months. That's pretty big. If I was looking at something that the National Association of Realtors, because they always have really up-to-date numbers, of course, and for six straight months that's gone down. So, yes, home prices are now like 4% below their June peak, and we're going to see probably that decline a little bit more. But there are still some areas where there's just no way. There's not affordable. It's about desirability and then a few other factors. And, you know, it's always that weird gamble, right, of when you jump in or when you jump out, even with rents. During the pandemic, rents really shot up in so many places that it was more than a mortgage payment, the average mortgage payment in some cases, and then you don't get the benefit of that that write-off in any way. All right, just a reminder again, you can always send me your thoughts 24/7, as I said at the top of this, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, just like Sharon did, who says, Kate, I just want to say, seeing some snow in California made me smile. Don't tell that to the people I know in California who don't like being chilly. They're not expecting that kind of weather whatsoever. Next up, Hands Up for Heroes.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let's like lift our spirits up, right? With everything that we're always talking about. I love this story. I saw it somewhere, a little kind of a like a little blurb somewhere in something. I read so much in something that I was reading, it came up. And then I happened to see David Muir on his nightly anchoring on ABC, and they always do those fun features at the end of the show. And there was this great piece, and it mirrored what I had read that was happening in a couple of different with a couple of different people in restoring photos that were damaged in Hurricane Ian, which was so horrible for so many people. And what do they say? There's a fire, there's something catastrophic that happens, and what is the thing that you're going to say besides obviously your life, your family's lives, the pets, etc.? It's photos, because you can't replace those photos of the great-great-grandparents or the relatives that are in these black and white photos who you can't even remember who they are, but you know that they're your relatives, or just your own photos, right? And I think it's so incredible that you, because it's just the perfect melding of showing kids what that act of kindness can do and giving someone hope and restoring photos. You had a high school art class that is restoring families' photographs that were damaged in Hurricane Ian. And how cool is that for them? Because, you know, you have photos that are really basically would be ruined because of the water damage and the peeling it apart, and you know, you can see the faces and whatnot, but you can see that the ends are ruined. So there was a local photographer in that Fort Myers area that was hit so hard in Ian, and somehow there was an art high school art teacher that was paying attention to what she was doing and reached out and said, geez, I would, my kids would love to help with the loads of pictures, because, you know, this photographer can only do so much. And so this Amity High School, these kids in this class have this mission of having these loads of photos, and they volunteered to preserve and restore these treasured photos of the people that, you know, had nothing but tears and boxes of ruined photographs. I love this story. How great is it for those kids to be able to do that? To be able to look at wedding photos and take out the crummy stains that are on the side of it, you know, digitally being able to do that. And that's like just such a great gift to give to those people who are still rebuilding and have these ruined photos of really important memories. And so it's so good on both ends that the kids from Andy were able to do this. And I love these interviews with these kids where they said, oh, it was just, you know, I'm proud to help and I feel so good to do whatever I can looking at that devastation that happened. And, I mean, that's like a life lesson that they take back with them, and the kids are staying later and trying to do as much as they can, and they know that they're bringing joy back to so many of those people who thought that their photographs were just lost or knew that it would take a long time to try and restore them. So I'm going to say absolutely hands up for heroes for those kids in Amity.
High five.
Yeah, you're talking 7 months after the hurricane and trying to save albums and trying to save, like I said, pictures of people they might not be able to identify, but they're your pictures. I have some of those. Great, 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 from somewhere in Ireland. And, you know, I'll try to find notes of who they were or whatever. But it really is this Florida photographer, too, Krista Kowalski, who has spent weeks and weeks helping strangers recover their photos damaged by the hurricane, and that art teacher happened to see that and then reached out, because there's, you know, so much work to try and do that. So those Amity High School photography students helping in that way, again, bravo to them for doing that and bringing back those memories for all those people in Fort Myers and some of the surrounding areas where they had dirty walls and destroyed furniture and just drenched bundles of family photographs that that are sentimental, and can you, you know, rescue them? Well, the answer is digitally you can, but it takes a while, and you have so many other things that are going on. And so far, by the way, they've restored these memories for more than 100 families affected by Ian. So good for these Connecticut kids who are doing this. Well, imagine the skills that they're learning. Like I said, the empathy and the hope that they're giving back, and just how it makes them feel. And 100 families is pretty significant, and they're calling it the Amity Restoration Project, and it was inspired by this Florida wedding photographer who was trying to restore all these damaged pictures for storm victims. And wow, bravo, bravo, bravo. There's another story too, and because he's famous, Dave Grohl, who's the Foo Fighters front man, he is not looking for publicity, and he kind of really stepped out of the spotlight, but he's going to get it because people know who he is, they recognize him. But I love the story that I recently read about him, and this just happened with him too, where he decided he had a smoker, right? He loves to smoke meat, and he decided he was going to take his smoker and have brisket and ribs over the weekend and barbecue food for hundreds of hungry and unhoused people in Los Angeles. So he showed up at Hope the Mission like a week and a half ago, and a bunch of his friends came, and they had their barbecue smokers with them so they could have enough smokers to do that. And he bought all the food, provided all the food, and they started cooking, and you know, and kept cooking over 24 hours, right? And it's interesting because during that time, they had canopies over them, but they had heavy downpours in some places, and then, of course, the crazy snow deal that was going on. But that didn't stop them. So they fed like 450-plus homeless people in Los Angeles, right? And like I said, he wasn't looking for attention. He was looking to give back. He was looking to feel good about what could he do and put himself in the middle of it, put himself in the middle of physically doing it. It's easy to write a check. Somebody told me that one time. It's easy to write a check, big or small or whatever, but to actually put yourself out there and do it, and that's exactly, you know, what he did. He did everything he could to feed the people, and he's been involved before in trying to help with opening family shelters and realizing how bad the situation is, you know, how tough it is for so many young families and that find themselves in these emergency situations. So good for him. Bravo. I mean, he's a hero in my book too, because again, he's not looking for the attention. He gets that he is, you know, he's incredibly talented and has made plenty of money, but he found a way that he could get a little bit more involved in it, right? He could just bring some of his friends and they could all get that joint experience, and then they could end up helping other people, which there's nothing like that feeling. All right, we talk about the lottery all the time because you all always ask me about the lottery. I don't know how that started, but about winning the lottery. And two coworkers in Kentucky won the lottery. Teresa Trice and Dylan Mitchell, congratulations to you. They won $50,000. Woo, sweet. Good on them. Make it count, everybody.
You
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.